Hey, and welcome to my audio blog with Allegra Lowenstein. You can find me at allegralowenstein.com. This is an audio blog because it's basically a shitty little podcast. I don't have good audio equipment yet. Someday I'll get there. So bear with me and please forgive any strange noises, background noises, except for the fact that I am in nature right now. So hopefully you'll hear some chirping birds and some woodpeckers. What can you expect in my audio blog? Well, I'm going to talk about all kinds of things. Of course, I'm going to talk about health and emotional eating and how to free yourself from that vicious cycle. I'm going to talk about self-care and well-being because these are really at the root and the foundation of all the other changes. I'm probably going to tell you about some of the big wins that some of my clients have had, like my client who just this morning told me how much happier she is, how much better her life is from our work together. And she's pregnant right now, so she's not trying to lose weight, but she actually is trying to keep her weight steady through her pregnancy, so not gain any additional weight in a healthy way, which is the whole amazing thing. She's been on bed rest a couple of times due to some scares. She's had some stressful family drama come up, which is always her trigger to reverting back to old bad habits. And through all of that, she is succeeding at her goal. She's not doing anything extreme. She told me she's just kind of checking in on what she eats once in a while. How hard is that? We can all do that when we get to the root of the problem. And that's what I love to help people do. I'm also probably going to talk about which crystals that you need in your life, how to ground yourself, a whole combobulation of science and woo. Those are my things. I love science and I also love woo, even if it has no science behind it. In fact, sometimes I think the less science that it has, the better, because I really like to keep science and woo very separate, and it's a huge pet peeve of mine when people try to say that woo stuff is based on science. Now, sometimes it comes out that there is. I just heard recently through a reliable source, which is my mastermind and friend, Maren Castañeda, but I don't know what her source was, so I don't know if her source was reliable, but it was talking about how there's really science about how taking your shoes off and going around barefoot, and literally putting your feet on the ground, makes biochemical changes that are calming and quote-unquote grounding, right? And then we had a good laugh because we basically said, all the hippies out there saying that you need to walk around barefoot are probably not going to get the message out to the mainstream. But when we get some science behind it and some understanding and just recognize that it actually feels good and it helps us slow down, well, then we can really expect this to start making some change. So those are the kinds of things that we're going to cover in this audio blog. I'll leave you off for today with one more tip about along the same lines as the grounding and hippies advice. So I know people like to make fun of hippies. Heck, I like to make fun of hippies, and I'm certifiably at least 51% hippie. Or as I like to say, I'm not a hippie anymore. I'm just hip. But the truth is that I think everybody should be a little bit hippie, because hippies, while they can be lazy and self-righteous at times, they also have such amazing ideals and really heart-based goals for the world and the environment. You know, I'm a huge environmentalist, so anything that crosses over with protecting the environment, I'm a fan of, including being a hippie. Even my sister, growing up, we were super different. I was a big hippie. She was much more preppy. But she even told me she's 25% hippie now, and that's great. They have a big garden in their backyard. She likes to recycle. She makes things in her crock pot. She uses essential oils. I know, for all of the division in the world. Well, sorry about that. I'm actually out on a trail, being a hippie, hiking around, and I walked by some folks. So hopefully it wasn't too loud and annoying. But hey, you know, my audio blog, like I said, is really just my shitty little podcast. So where I was going was, where was I going? Those people distracted me. Everyone should be a little bit of hippie, because who doesn't want to be healthier and happier? And I think being a little bit hippie does. Oh yeah, I remember. For all the division in the world, all the separation, all of the like this side against that side and political divides and really just a lot of sad hating in the world, I feel like there is opportunity in this weird little hippified area of life to actually come together, right? Because everybody wants to be happier and healthier, and that's really what this audio blog is about, what my shitty little podcast is about, what my take on being a hippie is about, right? I want everyone to be happier and healthier. So the last tidbit, in addition to the fact that if you just simply take your shoes and socks off and put your bare feet on the ground, you're actually getting biochemical changes in your body. They're gonna slow you down, calm you down, and relax you. The same can be said for being out in nature, which is why I am recording this audio blog out in nature while I walk. So if I sound a little out of breath, I apologize. But right now, well, there's also an airplane going overhead, which is kind of a buzzkill when I'm trying to record an audio blog. But I am looking around in Southern California at live oak trees. I think this is maybe related to a willow tree. I'm not sure what that one was. California buckwheat, which is not the same thing as real buckwheat. It's sort of barely edible. Dirt. Dead things, because there's actually not a lot of water in Southern California and we're in a drought. Because there's a lot of dead leaves too. And sycamore. Oh my gosh, I love sycamore. One thing that I think about when I look at a sycamore tree is their roots go really, really deep. This is something that they're known for. They're always by water. They can live in places where there's not a lot of water because their roots go so deep. So in Southern California, they live at the bottom of the canyons. They grow really tall. They're the ones with a little bit of the same shape as a maple leaf, the 5 points. They're super fuzzy on the bottom, like a soft blanket. You can rub it on your cheek. It feels so good. And the ones with the spiky little balls where the seeds come out of. So you've probably seen that. And they will plant them in parks and stuff, but they do require a fair amount of water. But they can even grow naturally in dry, dry Southern California at the bottom of the canyons where all the water runs. And I always just think about, here's this symbol of strength, reaching up towards the sky, towards heaven, and at the same time reaching down their roots deep into the earth to get what they need. I just love the sycamores. And that is why I'm recording this podcast, this audio blog, from outside, where I can be relaxed, absorbing. Oh, they actually are studying this now. There is like a biorhythm of the forest, which is what calms us down, why we feel peaceful in the woods or in the wilderness, because there is actually this, the ecology has a rhythm to it, more or less. And we tap into that and pick up on it. And okay, yeah, there's probably people who say you can't measure that or whatever, but I listen to a lot of news. I read a lot of environmental news, and this is something that's being, you know, understood. I listened to this amazing podcast on what happens underground. So it's probably happening here in Southern California a little bit, but it's so dry. We probably have a slightly different situation, but this was up in the Pacific Northwest. This woman, she's works for a lumber company that her family owns, but she is trained in forestry, and she studies what happens under the ground. And there's this amazing, I knew a lot of this because I studied ecology and conservation biology, but the depth that it went into still blew my mind. Under the ground, fungus. Okay, you get told, you get taught, oh yeah, the trees, the roots, they go into the ground, and the tree gets its nutrients from the soil through its roots. It's totally not true. The tree gets its nutrients from fungus. The fungus and the roots are intertwined into each other. The fungus is shaped like little tiny, tiny, tiny straws. They literally funnel nutrients, all the dead and decomposing stuff. The fungus breaks it down and channels the nutrients to the trees. This is like the minerals and stuff that trees can't make on their own. And really, they can get very little. They can only get it from the very, very tips of their roots where it's skinny. But all the wide part, they can't get it. It's a fungus intertwining around those roots, going right next to each other and exchanging through the membranes. And the trees give sugar to the fungus, so they get nutrients for fuel, basically. So a tree can't grow very tall if it doesn't have all these other mineral components. The fungus is really good at getting that, and the tree is really good at converting sunlight into sugar. So they trade. They totally trade. It's a like a barter economy under the ground in the woods. And that to me is also so inspiring, because it's just about how some trees, they estimate, are giving 80% of their sugar to the fungus. 80%. That is the vast majority of the sugar that that tree is making. It's like the free market under the ground, but in bartering. It's the free market barter economy in the soil for the plants and the fungus. It's so amazing, guys. This is why I love to be in nature, because I just think about all these crazy things and tap into the natural biochemistry, enjoy the shade, enjoy the birds, and work on making my life better. And when I have a lot of time, I, at the end, take my shoes off and put my feet right on the ground. So I hope that this inaugural episode of my audio blog, aka Allegra's Shitty Little Podcast, has inspired you to just slow down, take a breath. You don't even have to go to the woods. Like, just go outside, just sit in the grass, sit under a tree. You get all the benefit from just that moment of peace, which is what I wish for you. I wish that you can find moments of peace today. I'm going to end again with my footsteps going down the trail, thinking about more ways that I can help make your life full of peace and harmony and a little bit of hippiness, despite the fact that you are busy and ambitious and kicking ass in your career and doing all the things. There's still time for you to take care of yourself. More soon. If you want to get more, go to AllegraLowenstein.com, AllegraLowenstein.com. There's going to be lots more audio coming your way. There's tons of videos and blogs. And of course, there are my guided journals available on there, Emotional Eating Detox and Body Wisdom Journal. They will change your life. They don't waste your time. You're going to be jumping right into the process in just 5 to 10 minutes a day. In fact, the whole introduction part of the book for Body Wisdom Journal is available in audio format. So check it out. AllegraLowenstein.com/body-wisdom.